sad. Okay, let's go. So we left off with the told of bor, then we concluded the told of bor is the same as bor. And again, we're focusing on the statement of Rav Papa. Finally, today we're going to come to some conclusion. So Rav Papa told us that the told us there is one av nezikin, but the told is not the same as the av, and we're searching for that told on that av. So chikamar Rav Papa, when did Rav Papa say his statement that there's one told that's not the same as the av nezikin? I told it to Maver. That's talking about Mava, the last of the Ovis Nezikin mentioned in the Mishnah. My Nihu, what is Mava say? Ili Shmuel, Dama Mava Zu Shein. If Mava is Shein, which is the opinion of Shmuel, we're going to get to right after the two dots. So, how Kim the Tolda the Shein Kishen? We already established that the Tolda of Shein is the same as Shein. Ili Rav Dama Mava Zu Adam. According to Rav, who says Mava refers to Adam Amazik, my Ovis, my Toldas. Isbe, what is the Av? What is the Tolda? V'chitema, you know, they're all the same. Adam HaMazik is all an Av. V'chitema, Av Neir, Tolda Yashin. An Av is when the person is awake. A Tolda is when he's sleeping. V'atanan, no, there's no difference. I mean, if you do Hezek when you're sleeping, you by accident roll over onto somebody. V'atanan, Adam Uli Olam, Bein Er, Bein Yashin. A person has to be cognizant of his, ramification, or is responsible for his actions, whether he's sleeping or whether he's awake. So they're all in Av Nezikin. El Akech of Eneo, what is the told of Adam HaMazik? Is the fluids from the body. Rashi says over here, Kech of Eneo is spit and mucus from the nose. Tysus is not happy with that because of Gemara Masechtas Nida. That list Kech of Eneo and Meha'af as three separate liquids that the body emits. So rather, Tysus claims it's coming either from deep throat mucus. Okay, fine. You can get involved in the Tysus. So fine. So it's not, they're all from the mouth. So Keich of Eneo, Heichidami. So I'm sorry. So those are the toldos of Nezik and the fluids that are emitted by the body. So if you spit them at somebody, okay. So Heichidami, Iba Hadidazi Kamazki. No, if you emit them or throw them or someone's, you know, whatever, you damage somebody with the fluids of the body. So karchahu, that's itself considered to be another mamazik. That's like you're doing it yourself. Spitting at somebody is also another mamazik. So ibasa denayach, if it's after it falls on the ground and then someone gets hurt by it, or it gets dirty or whatever. Bein l'Rav, bein l'Shmuel, hanu bar, according to Rav and according to Shmuel, where it's this is not an item which is owned, so it wouldn't be shar. It's not a candidate for shar. It would be bar. El tolda de mavik hamavik. No, so also must be that the toldos of other mamazik are the same as other mamazik, as the av of Nezikin. This is not cannot satisfy the statement of Rapapa. Finally, the Gemara continues. We come or Rapapa told of the Eish. When is Rapapa discussing this? Told of Eish. Told of the Eish. My Nihu. What is derivative of Eish? The av Nezikin of Eish is when I light a fire and it goes out and damages. What's a Tolda? Ilei ma av nesakinu maso shenichem berosh gagav enafel beruch mitzuyo. Maybe you'll say it's a package, a knife, or a stone that I place on the top of the roof, and it falls off and damages somebody as it's moving. Veziku, I'm sorry, so, and it does damage. So hechidami, efrakti gemar, ibahadidazi kamazki, if it's, as it's flowing through the air, flying through the air, it hits somebody, hainu eish, it's fire, but that's, you know, they're going to be the same as fire itself. Ma'ashin eish, tekarach hachamur behenu menu chavishma salach, haninami karach hachamur behenu menu chavishma salach. Yes, it's true, there's another force involved, gravity or the wind that blew it off the roof. But fire moving, there's also another force that's involved. And nonetheless, your chayiv, so to over here, you bear the same level of responsibility. And the tolda de eish, ke eish. And so the tolda of eish is also like eish. Finally, the Gemara says, no, v'chikamer Rapapa told the Regal. When did Rapapa say there's a tolda that's not the same as the av? That's by Regal. But 1 minute, ho, kim that told the Regal, Regal, we tried that already. That we concluded that the tolda of Regal is the same as Regal. We saw that on Gimel Med Aleph. So, and for the Gemara, no, b'chatzi nezek tsroyrois. The animal's walking by, and it kicks stones, and those stones go and do damage. The hilchas a gemiri law that you pay chatzi nezek and not nezek shoen. V'amai karila told the rego. What does this have to do with rego? How is this considered to be a told of rego? L'shai min aliyah. Why is it considered to be a told of the rego? So look at Tosfos. Tosfos explains. Afogav the dami l'rego. Even though it's similar to rego, it was kicked by your foot. Kevin shadina chaluk. Since it only pays chatzi nezek. It should have been its own av nezikin, or its own category. What does this have to do with regel? So the Gemara explains, L'shalim min aliyah, it's similar to regal that you pay min ha'aliyah. Vami bai bai, what is l'shalim min aliyah? So look at Rashi. That you have to pay, even if it's more valuable than the animal that did the damage. Look at Rashi, l'shalim min aliyah. Shemezika yoyzi ma shayeshava m'shalim ha'hezek mi'beisai. You have to pay from your own funds. See, why chatzi nezek of keren, or Karen Tama, if an animal is the first time that it's goring, it does damage, so you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. That's paid Migufo, meaning the animal that did the damage is sold, and half of it stays with the owner. The other, up to half of the animal, is used to pay for the damages that it caused. Chatzi Nezek. But that means, but let's say the damage that it caused is more valuable than half the animal, meaning the animal, let's say, sells for $1,000. And the damage that it caused was $600. So you only pay $500 because $500 goes to the original owner of the animal that did the damage. He's not obligated to pay that. Only Chatzi Nezek the first time. So he has to pay for half, Chatzi Nezek is to pay for half the damages. So it's, So you sell the animal. Let's read Rashi. I'm getting confused over here. You have to pay from your own funds. Kirego like rego, the siv babarego may have said you have to pay from the best of your fields. For the Havikit Karen is not the same as Karen. By Karen, the ain't a mazg meshama or migufo. By Karen, you only pay from the animal itself. Kidiv makro is hashar hachai. Vichatu is kaspo, you split the money. Vim hizik yoisal, kide dum of mafsid hanizak. Correct, so it'll be a difference. Chatzi nezik versus nezik shomim. So you, if let's say the damages, I'm sorry, so you pay half the damages, but if it's more valuable than the animal, let's say half the damages, yes, this is the way, half the damages is more valuable than the animal, again, so let's say over here it caused the opposite, it caused $1,000 worth of damage. The animal is worth, let's say, $400. So you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek would be $500, that's better. So $500 be Chatzi Nezek, but the animal that caused the damage is only worth $400. So that's it. All you have to pay is $400. You only mishalim migufo, up to the value of the animal. You don't pay more than the value of the animal. That's only Chatzi Nezek of Karen. Muad of Karen, you'd have to pay min aliyah. But Chatzi Nezek of Karen, you only pay migufo. So if half of the damage is more than the value of the animal that caused the damage, you're putter from paying. Regel, Shane, Bar, Eish, Karen, Muad, all pay min aliyah. Meaning that even if it's more valuable than the animal that caused the damage, or than that which caused the damage, you have to pay mibeso. You have to pay min aliyah. You have to pay from your own funds, as opposed to Karen Tama that you only pay migufo. So back in the Gemara. This is Chatzi Nezek Soros. So Gemara asks, why do we call it a told of regal? So Gemara says, L'shalim min aliyah, unlike Karen, Tama, the first time an animal goes, you only pay migufo. You only pay up to the value of the animal, not more. Here, it's similar to regal that you have to pay min ha'aliyah, even if the damage that it caused is more valuable than the animal, or half the damage that it caused. Right here, you're also only paying Chatzi Nezek. But even if half the damage that it caused is more valuable than the animal, you have to pay from your own funds. But 1 minute, the Gemara says, is that really true? Is it really similar to Rego in that sense that you have to pay min aliyah? If half the damage that it caused is more valuable than the animal that caused the damage, you have to pay from your own funds. Vami boy boy Rava. Rava himself had a shayla about this. The boy Rava, Chatzi Nezek Sroirois. If the animal kicked stones and it did damage, migufo mishayim min aliyah. Rava wasn't sure. Do you only pay migufo up to the value of the animal? Or do you pay also min aliyah? So Gemara says, that's true. Rava wasn't sure about it. L'rava mi baile, l'rav papa pshitale. Rav papa was obvious. L'rava de mi baile. So, but according to Rava, who's not sure about this issue, do you have to pay min aliyah or do you pay migufo? Amai Karla told the Derega, oh, so what about according to Rav, who's not sure if you pay min aliyah? So why do we call this a told of Rego? Since you pay Chatzi Nezek, it's not the same as Rego, you have to pay Nezek Shalom. The only one that pays Chatzi Nezek is Karen Talman, the first time that it goes. So why is this even called the told of Rego? That you're going to tell me the told of Rego is not the same as Rego? Here you only pay Chatzi Nezek, Rego normal, you pay Nezek Shalom. But why are you calling this a told of Rego at all? Maybe it's its own separate category. No, lepaitra b'shus harabim, because everyone agrees, even though Rava, who's mesupak, whether you pay me an aliyah like regel or you should pay me gufo like Karen Tama, everyone agrees that it's pater b'shus harabim. You don't have to pay in b'shus harabim, and that is like a regel and shein. Regel and shein don't have to pay b'shus harabim. Here, chatzin has extraros. You don't have to pay b'shus harabim, only b'shus hayachid. Yeah.
Why is this case of the one exception that we have by that makes Rav Papa's statement true here and not by regel, when we actually discuss regel?
Because we wanted to go through the entire course of discussion.
But can't we say that?
According to you, I would have just asked, why not just come to the meeting? We realized we were wrong all the time. Why bring all these hapaminas and maskanas? Just get to the end of the sugya. I mean, you're asking a question that really relates to all Gemara learning.
But it's not necessarily that, because I agree. I think there's definitely the value of going through it.
Right.
But also, Rav Papa's statement makes it seem like there's more than one tolda lav kayotze behind.
Yes.
And so then, you know, if you would have had it in the middle, you would have said, okay, that's one exception. Let's go see, you know, through what else. But there's nothing.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel over here, as you said.
Right.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. Yeah. It would have been more satisfying if there were more examples, or at least a broader example. This is pretty narrow. Prepo made a pretty broad statement, and the answer, it only applies in one case.
Right.
Yep. Not satisfying. That's why it took us 3 blocks to get here. We're not satisfied, clearly, but this is the best we can do. Okay, so what's the case where if Papa told us that one of the toldos is not the same as the Av? It's chatzi nezek tsroros. If the animal kicks stones, you only have to pay chatzi nezek. The Av of regel and shein, you pay nezek shalom. What's the only time you pay chatzi nezek? Karen tama, animal gores for the first time. Here, you're paying chatzi nezek, even though it's regel and shein. Why is it related to regel at all? So it's true, it kicked it with its foot, so maybe, you know, for that reason. But the Gemara is not satisfied with that. It has to, you know, maybe it's its own category. So therefore, the Gemara had to say, no, there's some similarity to regel. What is the similarity to regel? So according to Rav Papa, it's similar to regel that you pay me an aliyah as opposed to chatzi nezek of keren, that you pay me, you only have to pay me gufo. Meaning, if the value of the hezek or half of the hezek is more than the value of the animal, you don't have to pay. Here, you would have to pay me an aliyah from your own funds. And according to Rava, even according to Rava, who's masupik about that issue, Rav Papa would presumably agree about this as well, it's similar to regel that you're pater b'rishus harabim, as opposed to the other avos nezikin, that you're chayav b'rishus harabim. Okay, so it's similar to regel. But look at Rashi, b'chatzi nezek tsroros. Rashi says, shahaisa maleches, the animal was walking, v'tizet tsroros b'ragleha, it kicks stones with its foot. The shibras hakelim, it broke utensils. The kaimalon, the hilchsik mirila lamoisha misinai. So first of all, how did Rashi explain over here? We're discussing halach lamoisha misinai. How do you know that when the animal kicks, if it's really rego, that you only have to pay chatzi nezek? Rashi said it's halach lamoisha misinai, that you only have to pay chatzi nezek here. And what is also part of the halach lamoisha misinai? The kaimalon, the hilchsik mirila lamoisha misinai, dimemoina huvelai knas. It's mammon as opposed to a knas. Rabbi said, what's the difference between mammon and knas? We're going to dwell on it more at length a little bit later. But what's the basic...
Like the hamina was whether you should pay or not. Whether it's like a din mammon that you have to pay.
Okay, fair. Okay, so that, just to expand upon that perhaps a little bit. Mammon, yeah, you right trajectory, I think. And you probably would have said this in a little more time. But mammon is that something you really owe. Meaning it's a... liability you've incurred legitimately. If I borrow money and I have to pay it back, that's mammon. I caused you damage, I have to pay for it, that's mammon. What's knas? Penalty. That's money I really don't owe. But it's something that's imposed by the Torah, meaning it's something that's superimposed. We wouldn't have, you know, really said you should be chayiv. You didn't really do anything to warrant this financial obligation, but it's imposed by the Torah. That's a penalty, a knas. So is this chatzi nezek of tsroros a knas? Meaning you're not paying the damage that you did, right? You're not paying commensurate with the damage that you caused. So just like chatzi nezek of keren, there's one opinion later on in the Gemara that paulin is a knasa. It's a knas. It's not commensurate with the damage that you caused. So it must be the first time the animal gores, you really should have been punter. I couldn't have imagined that this would have occurred. But the Chazal or the Torah imposed a penalty that you have to pay. Really, I should have been pater. Chazal penalized you that it's a knas. How do you know it's a knas? Maybe the Torah is telling me, no, I'm obligated to pay. You should have been aware of this. Because it doesn't correspond to the damage that I caused. If it corresponds to the damage that I caused, I would say the Torah here is telling me, hey, buddy, pay attention. But it doesn't correspond to the damage that I caused. So that's why one opinion in the Gemara later on is Palgan Izga Knasa. When it comes to Keren, it's a Knas, it's a penalty. You really should have been Pater, and you have a good argument to be Pater, but this is a penalty that the Torah imposes. What about Katsi Nezek Tsroros? Is this something I really should not have been Chayav for, but it was a penalty that the Torah imposes because it doesn't correspond to the damage that I caused? It's only Katsi Nezek. Or is part of the Halacha L'Moishim Misina here that no, you really owe this money. Perhaps you should have been obligated to pay more even, but when the Torah says pay Chatzi Nezek for Tsroros, this is Mimona. This is money that you really owe, not a Knas, not a penalty. So Rashi says part of the Halacha L'Moishim Misina was that this is Mimona and not a Knas. And Rashi continues. V'yafagav the Palga Nezek shon Megicha Havi Knas. Even though when it comes to Keren, we said it's a knas, because I mean, come on, hi, Palganizka, Mimoinahu. This half is Mamon. The half by Keren, that might be a knas. It's a machloikis later on. Here, it's Mamon. V'hilkach lav told it to Kerenhu. Therefore, it's not the same as Keren. Why don't we say, look, this is Chatzi Nezek, Keren is Chatzi Nezek, this is part of Keren. We don't say that, because Chatzi Nezek of Keren is a knas. You really shouldn't be obligated at all in the term posed the penalty. Here, this is Mimona. V'hilkachav told that the Kerenu el derego, the mikoach rego, who da'asu, first it was kicked by your foot, ukarega lo havi derego mishalim nezek shalim v'hainu derev papa. In the regel, normally you pay nezek shalim. Here it's only chatzi nezek that justifies your papa's statement that this toll is not the same as the hav. Good. What's interesting about Rashi, though, is Rashi told us part of the halacha l'moish misinai is that this is Mamon and not a Knas. That's why it's not related to Keren. Because the Chatzi Nezek of Keren is a Knas, a penalty, because it doesn't correspond to the loss. I matter, it's a Knas. Here, part of the Lachal Moish Misinai is that it's Mamona. It's money you really owe. What's the difference if it's Mamona or Knas? The number of differences. We'll have to get to a little bit later. The number of differences between Mamon and Knas, but just suffice it to say that there's a difference. So the Shita Mekubetzes actually has one gears in the Gemara that reflects Rashi's pshat. Look over here in the Shita Mekubetzes, Ois Aleph. Kasuv Begilyon Taisvis, he had this girsa. The Hilksa Gmirila Dimimonahu. We just have Hilksa Gmirila. Chatzi Nezek Sroros, the Hilksa Gmirila. That you pay Chatzi Nezek and not Nezek Shalem like regular regal. Rashi told us, no, part of the Lachamash Misina is not only they pay Chatzi Nezek, part of the Lachamash Misina is that it's Mimona. And the Shizim Kubetzes had a Girsa that has that in the Gemara. I think later on, in Daf Tezvav and Medalf, when this halacha is quoted again, we have that Girsa there. I believe that. I checked it recently, I believe it's there. That Hilchzeg Miri Lot de Mimono. Anyway, but the Shizim Kubetzes has that Girsa on our Daf. Perush, says the Shizim Gubensis, Dahavi told the Rego, Shehi Mimona, Velo told the Karen, Shehi Kanasa. But then the Shizim Gubensis disagrees with this Girsa. Umi Anira, Delo Garcina de Mimona. You don't have to put that in, because that's not part of the Halacha L'Moishim Misinai, that it's Mimona. The Pshita! That's obvious! You don't even have to say it. The Tolda de Rego, he lamais, it's the Tolda of Rego. Of course it's Mimona. It's not like Keren. Well, I would have thought Behemoth, Becheska, Shimor Kaimi, that I don't have to protect it from goring because it's so uncommon, and yet the Torah imposes a penalty of half Chatzi Nezek. No. Rego, of course you have to pay attention to. So of course that's Mimona. That's not part of the Halacha L'Moishim Misinai. That's obvious. For Rashi, it wasn't obvious. For one, Geirus in the Gemara wasn't obvious. That was part of the Halacha L'Moishim Misinai, is that it's Mimona and not a Knas. The other Geirus in the Shita Mekubetzes says, no, that's obvious. And the Rush also disagrees with this Geirus. He thinks it's obvious. Look over here. Four lines from the bottom of the Rush. We're going to get back to the rest of the Rush in a second. But the four lines from the bottom of the Rush, he says, Vasikna, de kuhu toldo, sayin kayotzben levar mi toldo derego. There's one told of Rego, it's not the same as Rego. He had that gears in the Gemara that it was Mamona, part of the Lachem Moshe Misina, he's to pay Chatzin Nezek, and it's Momo, not Knas. So Hadika Amar, Hilchasik Mirigo, the Mamona who, Lahalo Boy Hilchasa. For that, we didn't need a Lachem Moshe Misina. The Mamela Mamona who, it's obvious, it happened by itself that it's Mamon. Kavan the told of the Regal Havi. It's a derivative of Regal. Of course you have to guard for that. V'ikar halacha l'chatzin nezek miri. What is halacha l'mosh misinai doing? Taking it from nezek shalem and lowering it to chatzin nezek. Nezek shalem by regel, you know, most regel instances, damage that's caused by regel, you have to pay nezek shalem. Here it's chatzin nezek. But it's a derivative of regel. Of course it's mamon. You should have paid attention to this. And Rashi says, no. Rashi says, and the other gears in the Gemara is, that really, part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that it's Mamon and not Knas. In other words, for Rashi, part of the I would have said in the absence of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that you really should have been potter on Chatzi, on Tsiroros. When the animal walks by and it kicks things, you really should have been potter. What did the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai come to do? It came to include a payment of Chatzin Nezek. Therefore, I might have thought it's a penalty. No! Part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is teaching me this is Mimona. This is real money that you owe, even though it doesn't correspond to the Hezek that you caused. Usually when it's Mimona, it does correspond to the loss that you caused. Here, it's Chatzin Nezek and it's Mimona. That's part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So for Rashi, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is really coming to include a payment of Chatzin Nezek. For the Rosh, and for the other gears in the Gemara, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is coming to decrease a payment from Nezek Shalem to Chatzin Nezek. And therefore it was obvious that it's Mimona. That's not part of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So if you look at the Chiddush of Rabbi Yaleib, he makes this point, just conceptualizes, crystallizes perhaps what's going on here in the Rishonim, that it's really machlokes about what the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is doing, what would have existed in the absence of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So right, Rabbi Yaleib over here, or his Gimel, what's going on in the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? What are the mechanics of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? If Tzoros, did you pay Chatzin Nezek? In Kevin, the Tzoros told the Regel, Havi, if do we say that it's really derivative of Regel and you should have had to pay Nezek Shalem in the absence of Halacha L'Moshe Misinai? But Lulei Halacha, Haidino, Karega, Lachol Mili. Okay, Atach Rei Halacha, Chatzin Nezek Shem Shalem, Hu Mechiyuvei Regel Mamish. Now the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai came and lowered it from Nezek Shalem to Chatzin Nezek. Of course, it's Regel. Al Debalacha Nemar Patur Al Kocho. Here, it's coming to exclude, a payment, decrease the payment from Nezek Shalem to Chatzin Nezek or Chatzin Nezek. Ukemo Shar Paturim Shenem Rubinizke Mamon. This is like the other exclusions, and this came on, Kamo Ptur de Rishus HaRabim, or Ptur de Kalim by Bar. Kamo Kain, Nema Berega Ptur Al Kocho. If it kicks stones and they fly through the air and do damage, Einu Mashal Melchatzi. That's the Rosh. That's the gear that doesn't have Dimimona, who it's obvious that it's Mamon. It's part of Rego. Oy Dilma, maybe we should say like Rashi. Da Ata Chorei Alocha, Einu Ptur Kamo Shar Pturim. Were it not to the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, you wouldn't have been chayiv at all. I would have said, you know what, you're really not chayiv here for koichoi, when your animal is walking by and it kicks stones and it does damage. You really should have been pottering legamre. Mikol chiyuve rego. What did the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai do? It originated, it established a new chiyuv of Chatzin Nezek. Chiyuv chadash shel Chatzin Nezek. Ooh. If in the absence of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, I would have thought your putter, and the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai establishes a payment of Chatzin Nezek, now we understand where Rashi's coming from. I might have said that's just Knas. And therefore we have to include the no, Chatzin, Hilchseg Mirilah, to Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, Dimimonohu. Not only did the Torah, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai come to introduce us to a payment of Chatzin Nezek, it's not Knas, it's Mamon. So the real machlokes here is what would have been in the absence of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, and what is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai accomplishing? According to Rashi, in the absence of the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, what should have been? You would have been punter by Tzoros. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai introduced us to a chiyuv of chatzi nezek. And therefore, part of it has to be the mimonahu. It doesn't correspond to the loss. Is this a penalty? Is this a monetary payment? Most monetary payments correspond to the loss. I borrowed a $50, I have to return $50. Here, this doesn't correspond. That sounds like a penalty. You know, you double park, $55 or whatever it is now, $5,000, whatever it is for double parking. That has nothing to do with the loss that you caused the street cleaner. It's just a penalty that's imposed. So here too, this doesn't correspond to loss. Maybe it's just a penalty. No, paralok mishmisin as it's mamona. That's Rashi. The Rashi says, no, this is a regular thing of regal. Of course it's mamon. Going, but regal's part of Mishra's Arabim. So here, chazal, you know, the halok mishmisin, I lowered it to chatzinezim. So that's what Bar Leib explains. That's what's going on here in the Rishonim.
What did he explain, though? It just seems like he repeated the opinions.
He crystallized it a little bit. When I explained it, I was using his terminology. I put it into my explanation. If you think about it, it's obvious. Most things that are correct, if you think about them long enough, should be obvious. You know, the best Kiddush Reb Chaim, when you look in the Rambam, you say, well, what else could you possibly have said? That's the Rambam saying. What is Reb Chaim adding? That's exactly the point. But what's fascinating is, to me, this historically, Reb Nachum was a Rashiv in the Mir, in Yerushalayim, you know, in the 60s, quotes this from Bar Leib. That was interesting. They were contemporaries. Bar Leib a little bit older. But he quotes this Chiddush of Bar Leib, and then he adds something, a brilliant Ha'ara. He says he thinks Rashi and the Rosh are Lishitasam, from something we already mentioned. Brilliant addition. If you remember, when we started the Sugya of Todoseim, Kayotzi Behem, Alav Kayotzi Behem, so what is the... You know, what does it mean when the Gemara asks the question, are the Toldos the same as the Avos, or the Toldos not as the same as the Avos? If they're not the same, then what, you know, what will the difference be? If they're the same, we understand what the same means, all the same penalty, you know, the same payments, but extend to the Toldos. What is the option of Toldoseim lav kayotze bahem? So anybody remember, what did Rashi say? If Toldoseim lav kayotze bahem, what would be the halacha by the Toldos? Be pata legamrei. That's Rashi. Excellent. Rashi and Beis Mabeis. Rashi told us, look at the first narrow line, Hakamai. Told us the Shabbos, Havikavis. Told us the Tumalo, Havikavis. The told us of Tumar are not the same. Told us of Shabbos are the same. Haka told us in Ezekiel Mai. Are the told us the same? Mi Amrin untold the Kayoitzibahan, Loishna Av, Loishna told the Av and the told you have to pay him, Hizik Mashalem, Odilmalo. Maybe if you do damage by the told you don't have to pay your Patalagamre. That was the Havamina. We're not sure. Our Toldos, you put the legam. So we asked, what's the difference? What, in what sense is it called the Tolda? So we said, well, maybe it would still be usher to do it, but you don't have to pay. Otherwise, what sense is it a Tolda? How is it anything? So we said, no, it has a status that is prohibited to do it, but you don't have to pay. So the Shaila is, do you have to pay by Toldos or not? The Rif, the Rush, had a different shot. Everybody said, look over here back at Oiz Beis, the beginning of the Rush. It says, Kasev Rav Alphys came from the Kaimalon. The Nezikin Shalem Mimonahu, V'chatzi Nezik Knasa, Umuach Hizik, just like by Karen, we find that the first time you only pay Chatzi Nezik, Min Aliyah V'tam Shizik Mishalem Chatzi Nezik, Umigufo, so says the Rosh over here in the second line, Ba'inam Lameda Toldos Dehani Yavos, when you have a Tolda, do you pay Nezik Shalem, like a Shomuan, or do you pay Chatzi Nezik, like a short time? Maybe the Toldo should only pay Chatzi Nezek like Karen Tama. Or maybe you should pay Nezek Shalem like the Yav. That's the suffix. Do you pay Chatzi Nezek? Do you pay Nezek Shalem? Rabbi said, who is right? Rashi or the Rif? When the Gemara Shaila, are told us the same, told us not the same. Rav Papa told us most of them are the same. There's an instance where it's not, you know, most of them are the same. There's an instance where it's not the same. What does not the same mean? The Rashi and the Rif are right. You only pay Chatzi Nezek, because what's the example of told the same? Lav Kayazibem, we have one. Chatzi Nezek service. And how is it different than the Av? You only pay Chatzi Nezek. So what, the Rashi and the Rif knew the end of the Gemara? And Rashi didn't? Then what does it mean, told the same lav kayotzibahem? So the Rosh says, pay chatzi nezek. And we do have one that's not kayotzibahem. And what is, how is it different? You only pay chatzi nezek. Rashi said, no, the Tolda Seim Lav Kayadzba means you're Pata Lagamre. But we have one that's not Kayadzba. Are you Pata Lagamre? No, you're not. You have to pay Chatzin Nezek. So how could Rashi possibly have said, Tolda Seim Lav Kayadzba means you're Pata Lagamre, but we have one example of Lav Kayadzba, and you're not Pata Lagamre? Huh? You could have said Rashi was only the Havamina. But why did Rashi say that to Maskana? The Rosh is better. That's the Maskana. We have one that's not Kiyotzban. You pay Chatzin Ezek. Rashi should have said, the Shai Lizzi. You pay Nezek Shami. You pay Chatzin Ezek.
Why can't we say that's just the one exception to the rule that we have? I mean, like, Rashi knew the end of the Gemara and he said...
That's what John said. We thought maybe Patel Gamre. The answer is, no, you're Chayim Chatzin Ezek. Why did Rashi say like the end of the Gemara now? What's the Shaila? Do you have to pay Nezek Shalom or Chatzin Ezek? And the answer is, we have one where you only pay Chatzin Ezek. That's what the Rosh and the Rif said. It works great. So if Nachum says, yeah.
It could be because that the Chachma she's saying is doing a lot more for Rashi.
Oh, that's what Nachum says. So says of Nachum over here, oh, Isdala, that Rashi holds up, really in the absence of the Lachum Yishim Yisina, he would have been potter by Chatzin Nezek Tzroros. See, according to the Rosh, you really should have been Nezek Shalem by Tzroros. It's really Rego Mamish. What did the Lachum Yishim Yisina do lower to Chatzin Nezek? So the Tolos Seim Lav Kayezba means you only pay Chatzin Ezek. For Rashi, the Tolos of Rego is Tzroros. And we would have thought you're Pata Legamre there. That's why Rashi said Tolos Seim Lav Kayezba means you're Pata Legamre. What did the Lachem Moshe Misina do? Introduce. It started a payment of Chatzin Ezek. I would have even thought it's Knas, the Torah to go out there. The Lachem Moshe Misina went out of its way to say it's Memoina. But for Rashi, in the absence of the Lachem Moshe Misina, I would have thought you're Pata. So for Rashi, it works out beautiful. So look over here. Let's read in Reb Nochem. Of here I style Venira the Hoysip is that the Shirish Hach Pluk the Tolly Bibir didn't hold the same lap Kayotzbem. Our Machlaikis and our Daf is really related to that earlier Machlaikis. Verashi, Verarosh, Ozli, Bazel, Shitosayu. They're going with Shitosum, the Washitas Harif, Arosh, according to Latzah, told the same lap Kayotzbem, told the Machayev Chatzin Ezek, told the Achayev Chatzin Ezek, Mishtabish, Zehunami, gather hooks of the Sroros. What is Sroros different than the Av? You only pay Chatzin Ezek, the Kol Chidish, Halacha, Hirak, the Hach. Tolda lohavi kiyotzbem, the loch moshe misina is decreasing the payment from nezek shalem to chatzin nezek. O lohachi kasev arosh to agavi achatzin hanisha yadina misvara. We know, you know, intuitively that it's mamo. The hachiyuva havale mamona velo knasa kedim kol tolda derega. Obviously, it's mamona. The loch moshe misina lowered it. It was commensurate, you know, corresponding to the loss, but the loch moshe misina lowered it. Masha ein kein lishitas Rashi. The Torah says, "Mavka yoytzibem hainu de poter legamre." You're poter in ganzen. So, what did the halacha Moshe Misina do? Introduce a halacha of chatzin ezek mukrak shebehilksan is chadish chiyum mechuda shel chatzin ezek. Oh, so Torah says, "Darei midin." Torah says, "Mavka yoytzibem hayulanu le poter legamre." You should have been poter legamre. Therefore, the halacha Moshe Misina, okay, shebehalacha Moshe Misina is chadish nami lechayvo bechatzin ezek ulahachi kasev Rashi. Therefore, Rashi says, "We're not the halacha Moshe Misina." I might have said it's a knas. Doesn't correspond to the loss. No, part of the Lachem Moshe Misina is that it's Mamona. Beautiful. Machlekes HaRishayna. Okay, so what's the Machlekes going on? What is the, and it really has its roots. Reb Nachum told us in the earlier Machlekes about told the same Kayotzim and Lav Kayotzim. Is the Lachem Moshe Misina introducing a Chiyuv of Chatzin Ezek? And part of the Lachem Moshe Misina is, even though you should have been put to the garment, that this is Mamona, that's Rashi? Or is the Lachem Moshe Misina lowering the payment? Really, of course, we should have started. It's Rego Mamish, Nezek Shalem. Of course, it's Memona. The Lachem Moshe Misina decreased the payment to Chatzin Nezek. That's the rush. So we have a little bit of a problem, though. Because look over here at Tosis. Tosis asks the following question on the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is, if you over here, you're only paying Chatzin Nezek? Why is this called the Tolda of Rego at all? Maybe it's its own category. Why did the Gemara say it's considered a Tolda de Rego, Rabbi Yosef? How is it related to Rego? So according to Rav Papa, it's because you pay min Aliyah. Rava wasn't sure if you pay min Aliyah. Do you have to pay more than the value of the animal? Rava wasn't sure. Is it like Chatzin Ezek of Keren, that you only pay me Gufo? Or is it like Rego, that you pay min Aliyah, you have to pay even if it's more than the value of the animal? So what about according to Rava? Who's misupik about that? Why is it? How is it related to regal? Similar to regal, that you are pater, yeah, pater b'shus harab. That everybody agrees. Just like regal is pater b'shus harab, and chatzin ezek is pater b'shus harab. Frak tais is a kasha though. The pater b'shus harab. If Rava is Masupak, whether or not Chatzin Ezek Tzroros is similar to regal that you have to pay, even it's more than the value of the animal that caused the damage. He's not sure if you have to pay me an aliyah like regal, or maybe it's like Karen Tama that you only pay me gufo. Why is he so certain that you're pater b'shus harabim like regal? Maybe you should be chayv b'shus harabim like Karen Tama. Why is one he's sure about and the other he's mesupik about? So that's Tosis Kashvim Toima. Says Tosis Divrei Maslu Potro, Amai Pshita Le Tfei Milashali Minu Aliyah. Why is Rava, convinced that you're pater b'shus harabim if he's not sure if you have to pay when it's more valuable than the animal? Like regal. Why is he sure that one is like regal and not the other? Everybody say, here there's two details of regal. Number one, you have to pay min aliyah. That's true by all of the others, Nezikin, except for Karen Tama. You have to pay even if it's more valuable than the animal. So that he's sure is like, that he's not sure if that's like regal over here, or maybe it's like Karen Tama. But when it comes to Rishus Harabim, only regal is part of Rishus Harabim. That he's sure is like regal. Why? Why is he sure one detail is like regal and not the other? In time of my pshidah, it's famous with Shalim and Aliyah that he's part of Bishus Aram Yesh Loimar. Says Tosis, "Came under min adin I mishalim nezek shalim." Tosis holds like who? Like the Rush or like Rashi? The Rush. How do you know? He says we're not for the lachem Yishmi Sinai. You would have had to pay nezek shalim. What did the Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim do? Decrease the payment from Nezek Shalim to Chatzin Nezek. So is this a Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim, our friend? Or is this, coming to create new obligations? This is coming to decrease obligations. Since in the absence of Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim, we have to pay Nezek Shalim like Regel. V'asi Yilchus, the Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim, Chatzin Nezek, the Lachem Moshe Mitzrayim lowered the payment to Chatzin Nezek. Im Cain, Asay Hilchos Alahakav Aloy LaHachmer. This Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming LaHakav Aloy LaHachmer, and therefore, what it should come to exempt it Brishus Harabim, not to tell you that you have to pay. Min Aliyah, that Rava wasn't sure. Is it coming to increase my level of obligation? And even if the damage is more valuable than the animal that caused the damage, the Chatzin Nezek is more valuable than the animal that caused the damage. It's caused damage of 500. My animal is only worth, cause damage of 1,000, Chatzin Nezek is 5, my animal's only worth 4, I have to pay 100 for my checkbook. So, then the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming to increase an obligation. So, that I'm not sure about. But coming to relieve obligations, that we knew. Pater Mishus HaRabim for sure. How do you know? Because this Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming to exempt in things. So Pater Mishus HaRabim for sure. It was part of Bishus HaRabim. This Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming to be Mako. Varai is it lower the payment from Nezek Shalom to Chatzin Nezek? So it should lower the payment from being obligated to pay everywhere that you only have to pay and if it's in a Rishus HaYochid, not in a Rishus HaRabim. That's Tosfos. But Rabbi said, we'll have the problem for Rashi. What's the problem? The problem is for Rashi. Yeah, Nu, what's the problem?
Why is he more specific?
How does Rashi said the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is not coming to decrease the payment from Nezek Shalom to Chatzin Nezek? In the absence of the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, what would I have said? Pater legamrei. Todo seim lav kayoyitze be'em means you're pater legamrei. The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim introduced the chiv of Chatzin Nezek. I might have thought it doesn't correspond to the law. It's knas. No, part of the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is that it's mimona. This is a monetary payment, even though it doesn't correspond to the law, something you legitimately have to pay. It's not a penalty, arbitrary. 1 minute, if the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming to be mechadesh to introduce a new chiyuv, then why was Rava so sure that regel, that Chatzin Nezek Tzroros, is pater and Rishus HaRabim like regel, and when he wasn't sure that it's similar to regel, that you have to pay min aliyah? And don't tell me, because we're trying to take as many coolers as possible. Because this Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is coming to be Mako, the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim itself was Machmir. Without the Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, I would have said that your putter Lagamri. Everybody, so you hear the question? So this is the stipler's question. Look over here, the stipler. All the Achrayim are getting over here on the action. Everyone's got the same shatim going on. So look, the stipler asked this question. L'chayra ein teretzel l'shitasam. This only works for Tosfos l'shitasam. The Savri de Hilksa Asi Lomar de Mishalim Chatzin Ezek Velo Kula Nezek. The Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim lowered the payment from Nezek Shalim to Chatzin Ezek. Aflimai de mashma may perish Rashi, but according to Rashi, de hilchsa asilomar de memona huvelo knasa. Halach must be seen as introducing a payment of Chatzi Nezek. V'hainu de mitzad asfar havamina de potter legamre. Your potter and gansen, as Rashi told us earlier, told us em lav kayoitzabem, your potter legamre. V'asi hilchsa de mishalim Chatzi Nezek. Halach must be seen to introduce the payment of Chatzi Nezek. Vishe hu memona, and that it's mamon. Im kain boy hilchsa lahachmir. This halacha mishum misina is coming to be machmir wafize hadra kusha leduchta. Now we're back where we started. Lama pshita le rava. Why is rava sure that it's similar to rego? That it's pata brishus harabim. The tzara is dino karego. V'lo kekeren. We're in it min aliyah. Whether or not you have to pay more than the value of the animal to cause the damage. Misafku le yidino kekeren. Maybe it's like karen tama. You only have to pay up to the value of the animal. But it's not like rego. You have to pay min aliyah. And don't tell me because one is a ma'a chumra. One is a kula. Because this halacha mishum misina has some chumras. So why did you choose the kula of regel and not the chumra of regel? What's the chumra of regel? Did you have to pay min aliyah? What's the kula of regel? Did you pata bishus harabim? Why did you choose the kula of regel? That's obvious to Rava that chatzin, you know, nezek tzoror says the kula of regel. Why not the chumra of regel? So according to Taisus, that the whole halacha mishum misina is coming to be mekel. I know why we had the kula of regel. The whole halacha mishum misina is going lekula. But according to Rashi, why were we so sure within Rava that he has the kula of regel and not the chumra of regel? So the stipler has one answer. The stipler's answer is that this is really a suffix about being mishalim migufo. I might have said, this is what the stipler says within Rava, he knew it was similar to regel, that he knew. It's similar to rego in every way. That was part of the halacha mishum misina. So it's part of Bishus Harabim. He was sure about that. Just the chumra of rego, the payment aliyah, that he wasn't sure about. Why? Because maybe like Karen Tama, which pays, what are the only two things that pay Chatzi Nezek? Karen, the first time, you know, gores, the first and second time. And Chatzi Nezek Tzoros, if the animal kicks something with its foot. So I might have said, and what's the only payment that you pay me, Gufo? You only have to pay up to the value of the animal? It's Karen Tama. I might have said chatzi nezek and paying only up to the value of the animal. Those two things have to go together. Meaning you can't have a payment. Once you have paying chatzi nezek, maybe every chatzi nezek payment is migufo. It's not a suffix of halacha mishum misina coming to be machmer. Is it coming to be meiko? This is a suffix about paying migufo. Does that have to go with chatzi nezek? Or does that have to go with chatzi nezek? Of course he knew it was related to regal. So pater b'shus harabim he knew. The Shaman Ali wasn't sure because here it's Chatzin Ezek. Maybe Chatzin Ezek and Migufo always go together. So that's what the stipler says over here after the period. V'efshul Yashav, do we olam pshita leila rava? Do we call mili dino karego? Of course it's similar to rego. Acharesha lachalimda shum memona v'lo kanasa kikaren. This is not like karen, which is a penalty. This is memona like rego. L'vahachim pshita the pater nami b'shus harabim. Of course you pater b'shus harabim. El dimidin migufo misafkalei. Not sure about migufo. The shema din migufo ain't a cloud din miyuchad bekeren. Maybe the idea that you only have to pay to the value of the animal is not limited to keren. El din miyuchad betashlumi chatzin nezek. Maybe every time you pay chatzin nezek, it's only up to the value of the animal. That's what he wasn't sure. The kol shemishalim rak chatzin odino shemishalim rak migufo, and that's the suffix of Rama. However, we could have perhaps suggested a different mahalich. Rav Schefter, we learned Baruch Hama many years ago, suggested a different possibility for Rashi to answer this question of this stipler. He suggested the following, and that is that, according to Rashi over here, we're dealing with a halacha l'moshe misinai. Yeah? It's not that obvious that we're dealing with a halacha l'moshe misinai. Because when the Gemara says hilchzik miri lo, not everyone agrees we're talking about a halacha l'moshe misinai. Because if you look over here at the Rambam, the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, over here, Ois Vav, the Rambam writes, brings the halacha of Chatzin Ezek Tzoros, he writes, Dover ze halacha mi pi hakabolahi. What does that mean? Rambam has all these kinds of unusual lashonos, mi divrei seferim, nobody knows what that means, is that the Rabbanan, is that the Rais, is he gemamida shetan ha-joshim? What does he mean here? Dover ze halacha mi pi hakabolah, divrei kabolah is navi. What's going on? So the Netziv claims, and Netziv wrote a commentary on Chumash, of course, but his what he considered to be his major work was his commentary on the She'iltos of Rabbi Chai Gaon, called the Hemek She'ela. So it was originally printed in a number of volumes, and therefore he wrote an introduction to each one of the volumes. Now it's printed in one set, so they print, it's like, as a set that has like five introductions, because when he printed them originally, it was printed a separate volume. So he has like the introduction that goes on forever, called the Kidmas Ha'emek. But it's a treasure trove. I mean, there's amazing things in there. So some versions, they have like a little finger, you know, that points, hey, he's about to say something awesome, you know, and a little finger. So one of the things that the Netziv says at the very beginning of the Kidmas Ha'emek, you don't have to get involved in the whole forest over there. Ois Beis. He suggests in the Kidmas Ha'emek, whenever the Gemara says, according to the Rambam at least, Hilchos Gemiri La, it's not a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Why? Because he's bothered with the following problem. The Rambam writes in his Akdama to the Perush of Mishnayos, where he outlines the rules, basically, of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam says two rules. The first is, and he lists all of what is the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, really one rule, but he lists everything that's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. He goes to Gan Shas. What's halacha l'moshe m'Sinai? He lists a number, you know, lists them all. And then he says, there's never a machlokes about a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Never. Doesn't exist. Why would you make such a statement? You're begging for questions, because we're going to go through Shas and now check it out. Do we have a machlokes by halacha m'Sinai? Why would the Rambam be motivated to say such a thing? So the Rambam was really disagreeing with the Gaonim. The Gaonim felt all machlokes in the Gemara is a result of forgetting. Why do we have so much machlokes? Because we forgot what the halacha was. Everything was given to Moshe at Sinai. And we forget over time. So we're not sure. So we have a machlokes about it. That was the Gaonim. The Rambam felt that was terrible. So he wages a battle against the Gaonim. No, it's not true, says the Rambam. We were given basic halachos at Har Sinai and rules. Mido shaton edreshes pam. And the Torah has developed further since Har Sinai. It's not that it was given a finished product at Har Sinai and we only have machlokes because we, you know, never keep forgetting. No, the Rambam says it was given, you know, in a smaller form with rules about how to use it. And Halacha Moshe M'Sinai keeps expanding based on the application of these rules. Why do we have machlokes in the Gemara? That's a machlokes about how to apply the rules of the Yugim Umidah, Shatar Nidreshes Bohem. Legitimate. Machlokes, and we have Elu V'Elu, the Merukim Chaim. It could be that both are correct. Certain aspects of truth to each. But that's why the Rambam makes this statement. Ooh, but what about Halacha Moshe M'Sinai? That was a tradition for Moshe. So that, the Rambam says, can never be a machlokes. We never forgot anything. So you can never have a machlokes about Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. That was given intact. All the machlokes that we have are things that happen later. How to apply the Yugim Omidah Shetan Adjust. A very fundamental statement of the Rambam. But is it really true? You go through Shas, you'll find many machlokes in with regards to what appears to be Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. It's a kasha, the Chavos Yoyer from the 1700s of Yair Bachrach has a whole sefer about this, where he brings different places in Shas. You find machlokes about Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, and he asks on the Rambam. So the Netziv claims one answer to all of them. And he says, wherever you find the machlokes, over here we have a machlokes, about Chatzin Nezek Tzoreres, do you pay me an aliyah? Don't you pay me an aliyah? Rav Papa, Rava. Says the Netziv, here we're not talking about Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Hilchos Gemiri La means that this was something that they knew had a source in the Chumash. It was Gamar, not Hilchos Gemiri La, a tradition. It was Gamar. It was something everybody knew about, and they had a source in the Chumash from somewhere, but we forgot what the source was. But it's not a Halacha Moshe M'Sinai at all. So that's what he claims. That's why the Rambam writes, Dover zeh, halacha mipi akabohi, means we knew this was established halacha, not hilchos gemiri la, gemiri, like gemara, like, you know, like a tradition or learn. It's rather gamar, like nimnu v'gamru. It's gamar. It's over. We know about it. It's established. The question is, where did it come from? We forgot that. And the machlokas is a legitimate machlokas, but how do we apply the yugim amidah shetar and adjusted pem? This has nothing to do with halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And that's why you could have a machlokes here. That's why it doesn't run counter to the rule of the Rambam. That's the suggestion of the Netziv, the Hemek She'ela. It's something you should be aware of. It's often discussed. However, Rashi clearly does not say that. Rashi here says, Hilchos Gemiri La L'Moshe M'Sinai. Taisus and Rashi were discussing the L'Moshe M'Sinai. Fine. Not like the Netziv. So Shechter suggested, once we're dealing with Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, even if the basic Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is coming to introduce a payment of Chatzi Nezek, not to decrease the payment from Nezek Shalem to Chatzi Nezek, where Tosfos says, once Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai is being mako on one thing, so then we should assume, you know, kulas along the way, you know, it's Pater B'Shus HaRabim. We're not sure if you're Shalom in Aliyah. Maybe it's more makel to be Shalom in Gufo. You don't have to pay if it's more valuable than the animal that caused the Hezek. That Rebbe wasn't sure. But even according to Rashi, that this Halakha Moshe Mitzvah is coming to introduce a payment of Chatzi Nezek, whenever we're not sure about something that has to do with Halakha Moshe Mi-Sinai, we always assume the Kula. That's just the general rule. Even for Rashi, Tosfos phrased it as that's the general trend of this Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. If Shechter suggested for Rashi, no, that's true for every Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So yes, the Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai introduced the payment of Chatzi Nezek, so it is coming L'Chumra. But when we're not sure about something in Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, we should always assume L'Kula. How do you know? So look over here. Look at the Ran. The Ran says Masech the Shabbos, commenting on the halacha of Hamavir Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim. What that means is the Isur of Hotzah, the last of the Lamed Tes Avos Malachas on Shabbos, is you're not allowed to take an item of a private domain to a public domain or vice versa on Shabbos. There's another part of the Malach of Hotzah, not where you transfer Rishuyos, but I pick something up in the middle of Times Square, assuming there'd be no Hirub over there. I don't know if there is or not, whatever. You pick something up in Times Square, walk for Amos, put it down. Okay? So you could be chayef. I didn't transfer from a public domain, private domain. No. Ma'avir da'ot Amos b'shus harabim. How do you know that ma'avir da'ot Amos b'shus harabim is also us? So you're not transferring anything. So the Gemara says, Mesech l'shabes, halach l'moish mi-sinai. Okay? Halach l'moish mi-sinai. What happens if you violate Shabbos, Rabbi Yisai, by accident? Chatos, on purpose, skila. Okay, what if you did this on purpose? You carried in Times Square, 4 amos, picked it up, put it down. What's the story? So writes the Ran, Lefisha Daud Amos Adam, and then flip the page, and always Zion, Rishu Sohain, Umisha Moti, Chutzal Daud Amos, Havale Moti Mishus Lishus. When I carry outside from 1 4 amos to another 4 amos, it's like transferring Rishus, that's the Lechon Lechon Mishin, I said, this is us or two. The Mavad Adamus Rishus Haram Hilksik Miri Lahainu Lachayim Bamidin Motzi Umishum Haki On Shinalei. Why do you get punished from Mavad Adamus Rishus Harabim? Because this is not teaching me a new halacha. What is this coming to do? It's expanding the categories of Motzi Mishus Rishus. I might have said carrying from a public domain to a private domain to public domain. That's only if you switch domains. What if I walk 4 amos and Rishus Harabim? That's all the same domain. No, the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai comes to teach me, have an expanded view over here. That what's going on, every 4 amos is my personal space, that's like a new domain. Therefore, says the Ran, that's why you get punished for it. Because it's expanding the categories of the Torah. Ho, v'nis kol gotar shebiksav. Ho, lav haki, we're just an independent Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, introducing an entirely new concept, not expanding the categories of what's called a Rishus, from being a house to outside. This is telling you every 4 amos is like a new rishus. Therefore, you get punished. Halav hachi lo machayv alei. Were not for that, you wouldn't have been punished for it. If it would have been introducing a new concept, you would not have been punished for it. She'ein on shemei halach l'moish mi-sinai. There's no punishments for new halachos that are introduced by halach l'moish mi-sinai. Why? Halach l'moish mi-sinai is assumed to be lakula. We're not going to punish for halach l'moish mi-sinai. Even though it's introducing a new Easter here. It's introducing something that is prohibited, that wasn't prohibited beforehand. Yeah, but anything that's not part of the Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai itself, we're going to assume Lakula. There's no onshin. Or another example. The Torah writes with regards to Arla. The first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat from the fruits of a tree. It's called Arla. Fourth year, whatever. We'll get it another time. So, this exists in Eretz Yisrael, Midoraisa. In Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara told us in Masechtas Kiddushin, if you're here that year, it's Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. What if you're not sure if something is Arla? So writes the Torah, Sheba Eretz Yisrael, Humin HaTorah. U'b'chutz La'aretz, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. In Chutz La'aretz, the fact that we don't eat from the first 3 years of a tree, we don't do that here either. It never comes up because for the first 3 years it usually doesn't produce fruit, but okay. That's a lech l'moshe Sinai. Says the Torah, Hilkach, be'eretz Yisrael sveika aser. In Eretz Yisrael, a safek is aser, uvechutz la'aretz sveika mutar. In chutz la'aretz, a safek is mutar, because a safek, halach l'moshe Sinai, we go l'kula. Whenever we're not sure about something, halach l'moshe Sinai, I mean it's not included in halach l'moshe Sinai itself, we go l'kula. There's no punishment to halach l'moshe Sinai if it introduces a new halach. If it expands something that was already in the Torah, okay, then that's you get punished for it. But over here, if it's a separate halacha, Arlon Chutz La'aretz, it's not an extension of Arlon Eretz Yisrael, it's a new halacha, Safek is mutter. One final example, you might remember from Sukkah from last year, that how many walls do you have to have in the Sukkah? Two?
Two
Aron Tefach. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Basukos, it says four times, the word either it's in the plural or whatever, Basukas, Basukas, Basukos. So it says four Sukkos in the Torah. One is legufe, one I need to tell me, by the way, you got to sit in a sukkah. Why is it repeated the other times? To teach me how many walls you need. You need three. Basukas, that's one, that's legufe. I need it to teach me the mitzvah. Then I have basukas and basukos. One is in the plural, one is in the singular. To teach me you need three walls. The halacha l'moshe Sinai comes to decrease it to two and a tefach. How do you know the halacha l'moshe Sinai was decreasing it? Everyone agrees the halacha l'moshe Sinai is decreasing it. There's even another opinion in the Gemara, you need three and a tefach, because there was four times it says, you know, five, six times it says basukos, 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 whatever. Everyone agrees the halacha l'moshe Sinai is coming to decrease it, either from four to three and a tefach, or from three to two and a tefach. But the halacha l'moshe Sinai, if we know it's saying something about the walls of the sukkah, about a tefach, we're going to assume that it's l'kula, not l'chumra. That's generally what halacha l'moshe Sinai do. They sometimes introduce new halachas, that's true, but anything that's not included in halacha l'moshe Sinai, we assume we go l'kula. Rav Shefta added, or Rav Salavechik explained based on the Balat Tanya, this is because Torah Shebichsav is Midas Hadin, Torah Shebal Peh is Midas Harachimim. Why that's true, we could discuss another time. But, and therefore, Torah Shebal Peh, Halacha Moshe Sinai, is always coming to be Meiko. So therefore, Rav Shefta suggested, even for Rashi over here, that the Halacha Moshe Sinai of Chatzin Ezek Tzoros is introducing a new payment with regards to being Pater Rosh Hasharabim, everyone knew that was Pashat. Of course you're going to be Pater. That's not included in the Halacha l'moshe Sinai. You should be Chayav Rosh Hasharabim. So we're going to assume you're Pater. L'shalim min aliyah, more than the value of the animal, the cause of damage. That we're not sure about. That's a Chumrah. And therefore, we're not sure if that's included in the Halacha l'moshe Sinai. Not only according to Taisis, the whole Halacha l'moshe Sinai is coming to be Meiko. Even according to Rashi, this should be the case. Because all halachas are dealing with Halacha l'moshe Sinai, we should presume and go to Kula. Okay, sure.